Well, hello, friends. Mark DiMatteo coming at you on the 18th of March 2012 with a message going out to our Four Great Questions group, which is titled Sharing My Biases, Part 1. And as we get started, I would like to first point out that you have probably already noticed that I'm sounding a little different on this message than I have on previous ones. And the reason for that is I am using some new recording software and equipment to hopefully produce higher quality audios for you folks. And this is another exciting dimension that I have been pursuing to help make the most of our endeavor here, and also to help ensure you all get the most out of these messages and the info that I'm trying to share and pass on to you all. So pretty amped about all this, and I trust that you are as well. So let's get into our message for this week. Hope everyone is doing well. Folks, last time we talked about and left off with how I was going to begin to take a look at science and see if I could find any empirical, or you could also say concrete, factual evidence that pointed towards the existence of God. As I began to share this next phase of my journey, I'm going to touch on another very important topic that I became increasingly aware of and had to understand and come to terms with in my own mind before I could continue. And this was the reality of my own initial mental biases. Okay? So we're going to do another quick definition here. If we look at the word bias, it can be defined as a predisposition, tendency, leaning, or sway. It is also defined as an inclination toward a particular perspective, okay? And I'm sure you're all very familiar with what we mean by bias, but it's a question of levels of bias. I'm going to talk about that. When I began my quest, I was naively under the assumption that I was going to be able to, or it would be possible for me, to eliminate every predisposition that I had and to be 100% neutral in my search. However, I quickly began to discover that everyone, myself included, has developed different inclinations as we have lived our lives up to this point. Because we have a mind and we think, we've been talking a little bit about that up to this point, but also have the ability to remember, we all inevitably develop our own particular take on most everything we've ever experienced and even only thought about. This would happen even if, by some strange reason, we happened to grow up in complete isolation, as we would still formulate a unique perspective based on the experience of living all by ourselves. However, I soon learned that while we all have these biases, they are not, in and of themselves, necessarily a bad thing. The issue then becomes not whether we have them, since we all do, but rather a question of degree. As long as the presuppositions or preferences I have when approaching any particular topic are not held so tightly as to prevent me from honestly and earnestly considering any potentially contradictory information I might come across, then they will not be a hindrance in the pursuit of finding and coming to terms with any real and valid answers to the great questions, whatever they might be. But if, on the other hand, they were to hold sway over me to the degree that I clung to them stubbornly, regardless of what facts presented themselves, then my biases would indeed be a liability in my pursuit of the truth, as they would cloud my judgment and prevent me from even considering any equally valid or potentially superior facts which might present themselves and were in opposition to my predispositions, okay? And I'm using those words interchangeably, all the words that I use to define a bias, okay? So in short, they would close my mind. And to quote Albert Einstein, the most expensive thing a person can own is a closed mind, okay? As a matter of fact, those of you that were with us right from the start, I've actually quoted that passage one time before, that quote from, I've quoted the quote from Albert Einstein. Finally, let me add that there is another, more pernicious form of bias that I would imagine, unfortunately, all of us have heard of and have probably been exposed to. And that is when these predispositions become so extreme that they actually turn into an agenda to not only ignore any opposing facts, but also to distort, manipulate, and misrepresent them, excuse me, in order to promote that agenda, regardless of whether it represents the truth or not. Kind of makes you almost think about our media, doesn't it? But unfortunately, but perhaps not surprisingly, I have also discovered some of this final form of bias on my journey and will point it out to you at the appropriate times when we come across it. These encounters continually confirmed my commitment to not simply accept what I had been taught at face value, but to confirm it myself. So, as we conclude this message, let me remind you of the predisposition that I had when I began my quest. I still wanted to believe that there was a God, okay? And remember, I'm relating my journey and the things I was going through so that you would understand where I'm coming from. However, as I mentioned in my invite/overview letter, which is now posted on my website, and I'm sure most of you have probably received because I personally sent it to most of y'all, but regardless, it's on the website now, I did not want to believe in that supposition blindly, and I was therefore willing to follow the evidence wherever it led me, regardless of what I wanted to believe. So though I most certainly had a bias at the outset, I determined that I was not going to let it hinder my pursuit of finding valid answers to the great questions. My goal in all this was once again, if possible, to find and embrace what was true. Not to continue to believe something naively, simply because it was what I had been taught, or because it was culturally acceptable, or made me feel good. So in the next message, I'm going to share with you some of why I personally wanted to believe that there was a God, so you have a little of an idea, a little better idea, of where I was coming from and why it made sense to me to begin by looking for evidence of his existence. So until next time, gang, you all have a great week. Look forward to talking to you again. It's always a pleasure, okay? Take care, folks. Bye-bye now.